This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A drone strike in Jordan has killed at least three U.S. service members. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The White House says the three American service members were killed in the drone strike, which took place in northeast Jordan near the Syrian border. More than two dozen military personnel were also injured. President Biden called it a despicable and wholly unjust attack and says the U.S. will hold those responsible to account. These are the first U.S. fatalities in months of strikes against Iranian-backed militias, which have been attacking U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria. There are some 3,000 U.S. forces stationed in Jordan, which is used as a staging base. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Palestinian Authority Prime Minister Mohammed Shatai appealed on Sunday for international aid to resume for the United Nations agency operating in Gaza Strip after nine donor countries suspended UNRWA funding.
UNRWA provide aid for 1.7 million Palestinians in Gaza.
The United States, which is the agency's largest donor, immediately cut funding over the weekend after a dozen of its employees were accused of taking part in the U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas attack on Israel that ignited the war 4 months ago. Chatelier said he was, quote, extremely shocked, describing the measure as extremely dangerous. Israeli forces were engaged Sunday in, quote-unquote, intensive battles in southern Gaza, the army said, as U.S. intelligence chief William Burns met with Israeli, Egyptian, and Qatari officials for ceasefire talks. The Israeli army reported the intensive battles in Gaza's main southern city of Khan Yunis, where it said special forces eliminated what they called terrorists and seized weapons. This is VOA News. The military regimes in Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger on Sunday announced their immediate withdrawal from the West African bloc ECOWAS, saying it had become a threat to member states. Struggling with militant violence and poverty, the regimes have had tense ties with ECOWAS since coups took place in Niger last July, Burkina Faso in 2022, and Mali in 2020. ECOWAS said in a statement on Sunday that it, quote, remains committed to finding a negotiation solution to the political impasse with all three countries. Ukraine's SBU security service said on Saturday it had uncovered a corruption scheme in the purchase of arms by the country's military, totaling the equivalent of about $40 million. Reuters correspondent Trevor Corral reports.
The SBU intelligence agency said the probe had exposed former and current high-ranking officials at the Ministry of Defense and managers of an arms supplier. It said the embezzlement involved a contract for 100,000 mortar shells with weapons maker Lviv Arsenal in August 2022, just 6 months into the war. Payment was made in advance, with some of the funds transferred abroad, but no arms were ever provided. The statement said five individuals had been served notices of suspicion, the first stage in Ukrainian legal proceedings. One suspect, the statement said, was detained while trying to cross the Ukrainian border.
Reuters correspondent Trevor Corral. Finns headed to the polls to pick a new president on Sunday to lead Finland in its new role within NATO after it broke with decades of non-alignment to join the Western Defense Alliance in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The Nordic country's admission to NATO last year drew threats of so-called countermeasures from its much larger neighbor. In December, Finland closed its entire border with Russia to passenger traffic in response to a surge in migrants trying to cross. Moscow denied Finnish charges it was sending the migrants there. All nine candidates are promising a tough stance towards Russia if elected president. France's Interior Ministry on Sunday ordered a large deployment of security forces around Paris as angry farmers threatened to head toward the capital. The order came hours after climate activists hurled soup at the glass protecting the Mona Lisa painting at the Louvre Museum. French farmers are putting pressure on the government to respond to their demands for better pay for their produce, less red tape, and protection against cheap imports. The French Interior Minister held a security meeting Sunday before potential road blockades around Paris on Monday. I'm Joe Ramsey.